Simen Tzadik Tes, Sif Vav. We did the first part of the Ramah. Now we're going to do the second part of the Ramah that starts from where the Goin Simen Tes Vav is. Isur Shenis Batal Kegoin Shoyesamach Kenegdai. You have Isur, let's say, a piece of trefa meat that there was 60 times the soup connected that piece of meat. V'nitaisu by achakach min iser arishon. So there's 60 times the soup, and now you add another piece of nevela equal the size. So now you basically only have 30 to 1 soup to meat. Now if you take out the meat, is this soup mutter or not? So the halacha is chayzer v'nir. Since the ratio changed, we say that the iser is kama gam nitzava, as the pasuk says by Yosef, and the grain v'nasar, and the soup becomes aser. In other words, even though we'll see soon, there might have been bittul of the tam, but the tam, and even according to the Rush that says that bittul means that the iser nepach lies heter, that tam of nevela within the soup is considered heter, that's only when certain facts are still on the ground, meaning that the tam is diluted. However, if the tam gets strengthened, the bittul is batel. The nullification is nullified, and the soup returns to being aser. Continues the Ramah, loishna min b'minai. This means this phenomena of chayzer v'nir applies for sure by min b'minai, say the Paiskim, because min b'minai, let's say you have a non-kosher hot dog in two kosher hot dogs, and you add a kosher hot dog, so it's chazer v'nir. The only reason why the first hot dog, treif hot dog, was batel was because yavish b'yavish, min b'minai is batel b'roif. But now that you have two non-kosher hot dogs, the ratio changed, and all the hot dogs are now aser. Now that's loishna, that's the easiest case, because you have equal chance of eating treif as kosher, and safik d'oraisa is l'chumra, meaning that the iser is separate from the heter, and it's in front of you. So you basically could eat a piece of iser. Loishna min b'she'eino mina. Loishna in the case which I just told you, that you're not eating iser per se, it's only tam. So the tam became batel, the tam nevela, the first meat, became batel in the soup. Then you added more tam from another nevela, took them both out, and you have tam that's nikar, that can be discerned, that can be tasted, and tam ki ikar. We paskin that tam ki ikar is daraisa, but the iser only became revived not through adding actual pieces of iser, like in the case of yavish b'yavish min b'minai, but by adding an intensity of tam. But that's still called that the ratio has been changed, and we paskin chayzer v'nir. Loishna yavesh, loishna lach. Again, yavesh is the smaller chiddush because it doesn't really mix homogeneously, and the iser that was batel still stands outside the heter physically. And then when you add another non-kosher hot dog, you have four hot dogs which you have an equal chance of eating kosher and treif. Loishna lach, where the let's say hot dog juice is mixed into the kosher hot dog juice, or mimish eina minai. But still, the ratio that changes only changes in the taste factor. Still, we say chayzer v'nir, that the changed ratio changes the din. Again, loishna noida. It would be obvious if it was noida. That meaning that you knew that the first piece of meat fell in and bittul happened, and then another piece fell in and the ratio changed, so we still don't say that the first piece becomes bittul. But it returns to its iser state, meaning the time of the first piece. And it doesn't matter, even loinoida beintayim, even if there was no bittul, then for sure we have a soup with two pieces of meat in 60 times, in 30 times the soup, that there's going to definitely be iser here. Now in Hilchos Pesach in Tav Mem Zayin, we say that when you only have the tam ha'eser in the mixture, the tam of chametz, so we don't say chayzer v'nir. But the case in Siman Tov Mem Zayin, Sif Dalet, Sif Gimel, is different, because there the bittul happened before the zman ha'eser. It happened before Pesach, and then Tam Iser was added to the Tam Chametz that was mixed in already when it was still Mutter. So we don't say Chayzer V'nir on Tam when the first half of the Tam was introduced before Pesach, and the second half of the Tam Ha'Iser was introduced once Pesach came about, and Kol Shekinah was introduced before Pesach came about. However, in this case, the first part of the Iser was introduced when it was Aser. The second part was introduced when it was also Aser. So on that, everyone agrees that we say Chayzer V'nir. Here, in our Ramah, we seem to be saying that it's obvious when it's yavesh b'yavesh, when the piece of iser stands out physically from that piece of hatter, the pieces of hatter, that we would say chayzer v'nir. And kol shekein, when it doesn't stand out, and FLP that it doesn't stand out like lach b'lach, we still say chayzer v'nir. By and also loishna min b'minay, loishna min b'sheina minay. The min b'minay, which is more obvious that chayzer v'nir would happen, and min b'sheina minay, where it's only nikra day tam, we also, it's even a bigger chiddush, but we still do say chayzer v'nir on min b'sheina minay. As opposed to in Hilchos Pesach, it seems that min b'sheina minay, which is only an iser tam, that is more kuladik. And if the first part of the tam is added on before Pesach, we don't say chayzer v'nir when it's only tam. Mash'ein kein, if it was mamish that was added before Pesach and batal, and you added more mamish, it would be chayzer v'nir. So what's the difference? My feeling is, and I haven't seen this anywhere, that there's a big difference between the iser chametz and the iser of treif. The iser chametz, where there's an iser of bal yiroya, the fact that the chametz stands apart is more reason to say chayzer v'nir, because it's already Yiroa, it's found. Yeah, albeit that it's bottle, but now that the bittle gets upended by the addition of more iser, it's yavish b'yavish, min b'minay. There's no tam being that we're discussing here being bottle. We're talking about the actual pieces being bottle. So yes, in Pesach, that would be a much more chomer situation when you have pieces outstanding because the Baal Isser, Baal Yiroa would come to play. As opposed to in Yeridaya, where you say Loshno Mimbaminoi is for sure bottle, and Loshno Mimbashainoi Minoi, where it's hooker, the tam is now hooker, where you can taste it, as opposed to min b'mino, you can't taste it, that's more of a reason where you should say chayzer v'nir. The Shach in Simen Katan Yud Chof Aleph argues with the Ramah. And the Shach says that in the case of Yavish B'Yavish and Noida Habitol, Noida Taroivis, meaning the non-kosher hot dog, mixed with the two kosher hot dogs, and the owner became aware of this phenomena, and then another hot dog was added to the mix, and that hot dog was not kosher. We say that it's now three hot dogs that are kosher against one hot dog. So the Shach says he doesn't want to rule against the Ramah, but Peshas HaTchak, by Yavesh B'Yavesh, one should for sure be allowed to eat the whole mixture. And he brings many rayas, see the Shach and Simen Katan Chof Aleph. The Shach also points out that the din of Loi Noida Bein Tayim, where we do say Chayzer V'Nir, meaning again, the piece of Nevela falls in, gives Tom. That Tom is not enough to Aser the soup because it's less than 1/60. 1/60. Then more Nevela is added and gives more Tom, and now it can Aser because it's like 1/30. We say Chayzer V'Nir. The question is, how does the Ramah and Simen Tzadik Dalet Paskin that if you put a kaf, choleves, a milchik spoon, into flesh twice, you need, the Rosh Hashanah Aruch says, you need 2 times 60 to mevatel it. And the Ramah says that if it's loy noida bein tayim, you still don't need 2 times 60, and 1/60 is enough. Why don't we say that the second time you're toichev the kaf, that it was chazav v'nir? So the Shach in Simen Tzadik Dalet is mechalik that here we're basically talking about the same amount of tam, and that tam is batel b'shishim. With Chayzer V'Nir, in our case, we're talking about tam from two different nevelas. You're changing the equation. It's not the same kaf being stuck in twice. It's two different pieces of meat. The Ayin Shum.